This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, since 2009, the New Orleans Crime Coalition has independently surveyed residents about their views on the NOPD to highlight areas needing improvement, encourage positive reforms within the department, foster trust between the community and law enforcement, and enhance public safety in the city of New Orleans. And this coalition has just released their 2025 NOPD Citizen Satisfaction Survey. It was funded by the Greater New Orleans Foundation, GNO Inc., and the Business Council of New Orleans and the River Region. The survey was carried out by trained professional telephone interviewers under the supervision of Dr. Ron Fauché. And this independent and nonpartisan survey firm operates, as we know, out of New Orleans and has no affiliations with either city government or the NOPD. And here to talk to us about the results of this survey is Mike Cowan, chairman of the New Orleans Crime Coalition. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. No, it's good to be back.
Mike, first let me thank you for all that y'all do relative to this survey. I think it's been a really valuable tool since 2009. You guys have been there through thick and thin and continue to do so, and we appreciate same.
Thank you. Thank you. We're committed to this, and when we started, one of the things that one of the leaders who worked with us on this was Jay LaPere, and one of the things that Jay thought was that it'd be really important that we establish a timeline, a set of results that we could look at over time, so it wasn't just this year or that year. So as you said, our first study was in 2009.
So if you would, let's get into the survey and you know, any general observations that you have to start off.
Thank you. Let me just mention a couple pieces, and we can double back to anything you like or your listeners. One is that, as you know and others, there's been a controversy about using technology in crime prevention and solving crimes, and it's one of the forms that controversy has taken here for several years has to do with facial recognition. There's been support for it all along, but there's also been some hesitation about it. And one of the things that we saw this time was that African-American support for facial recognition, according to our survey, is at 78% right now. White support is at 57%. And, you know, in a racially divided city, that's an important number. And I would attribute it myself to something very non-ideological and non-political. It has to do with people recognizing what's in the interest of themselves and their communities. Nobody wants civil rights violations, but we do want safety.
when you say racially divided, you mean in the makeup, because I really believe that whites and blacks in this city, as it relates to safety, are coming closer together than they are than they've ever been before.
Yes, that's right. And I was really just trying to say that the facial recognition results from this version of our survey, I think, supports that idea.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because a lot of the rhetoric around this particular technology is that it's more likely to make mistakes, or it's less reliable as it relates to the black community as opposed to all others. But again, I think you're 100% correct. People are recognizing the trouble that we're having in law enforcement and recruiting individuals, making sure that we have the human capital necessary, and they're finally realizing that this utilization of technology is the future. And if we don't embrace it, we're going to be missing out. Your thoughts?
And I agree with you, and missing out here, could be translated, I think, fairly as being less safe. Just that basic.
Yeah. Anything else that kind of struck you as some of the results that came in from the survey?
A couple things. One is that Chief Kirkpatrick had really good evaluations on the survey. And we have another survey coming out, another part of the survey coming out later in the week that also addresses how she's perceived here. And I guess that's the main, would you please go ahead?
No, I was just going to say, I'm not surprised by that. I think one of the things that I find with Chief Kirkpatrick, and I've asked a lot of different officers about their reaction to her, and oddly enough, almost without exception, folks say she's not afraid to make a decision. And you know, you've been in leadership positions. You know how important it is to be an effective and credible leader is decision making. I mean, when you don't make decisions, you get in this muck. You don't make anybody happy. The whole organization is looking for guidance, and you're just kind of steering a ship in a direction. And if you're not moving in a direction, everybody feels lost.
That's right, and. I had a mentor who used to say, if you're leading and nobody's following, you're not leading.
Yeah. Your thoughts about it.
Yeah, no, that's she. I see her. I see what you're saying about her way of operating, and I agree with about it. And it always just makes me think, and you'll appreciate this, having been a very public leadership figure for a long time. When you get out into the practical world where you have to decide, whether to dispatch officers here or there, or put money into this or that, or how you're going to deal with the, there's no formula. There's no manual you can go and read. It's all about your judgment. It's about how you read the situation. It's about what you know from the past. It's how you see what's best for the community that you're leading now. And, so that kind of leadership, that sort of wisdom for leadership develops out of a lifetime of doing that work. And I think she displays it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's looking yourself in the mirror and gathering all of the internal data and everything that's out there on a daily basis. And I think she's been the right choice at the right time. Hopefully, I don't know who the next mayor is going to be, but I think that she gets to stay. I think it creates some stability. These numbers speak for themselves. And the numbers that really struck me, Mike, more than anything, was that the majority of people now in the city are saying they feel safe. And that creates a momentum that it's hard to achieve. It's hard to win back the public trust. And I think that they're winning it back.
I think that the numbers of our survey tend to support what you just said. And we've always seen, since we started the study, we've seen, and I'm sure you're aware of this, from the context of Jefferson and the other places where you've been involved, but people people tend to feel safer in their own neighborhoods than elsewhere.
Yes.
And it seems to be independent of how actually dangerous their neighborhoods might be compared to elsewhere. It's not a rational, just a calculation that people make. It's something about feeling at home where you are, knowing who's there and who shouldn't be there, and all along. But right now, we're seeing what you just said. We're seeing people feeling safer in the city, period, the city as a whole. And, you know, we lost that for a while. And to see it coming back is very encouraging.
Also, it seems as though folks are believing that the internal culture of the NOPD is changing. And it's not just changing for the sake of change. It seems that they are evaluating it as a very positive aspect. Your thoughts?
Yes. We're on the tail end, we think, of a more than 10-year consent decree process. And I know you followed that closely. I have. Crime Coalition has. And it dug down into the whole insides, you know, the guts and the brain and everything about how NOPD was functioning. And it was very discouraging when you read the DOJ report, I guess, almost 15 years when Mayor Landrieu had just taken office. But that system has been really looked at from every possible angle, just about. There's been a lot of talent brought in to look. I know there's controversy about it, but to me, a serious person who looks at these things would have a hard time defending the proposition that our police department is not a lot stronger right now than it was when that consent decree went into action. I don't know how you see that, but that's certainly how I do.
No, I think you're spot on. You know, and I know that, you know, and all of this is hand in glove with one another, right? When you create some sense of momentum, that, you know, that's positive in change, a lot more positive things tend to come easier to the organization. And I'm sure you've seen that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you used the word, I think, there. It's momentum. It can be a throwaway word or a cliche word, but in an organization, that's a real thing, and you can sense whether it has it or not. And it seems to me that NOPD has regained the momentum over the last 10 years.
One of the byproducts of this, I think, observations by folks relative to the NOPD, typically, I think, would help most of the other criminal justice players. Interestingly, though, it looks like it's only really helped one, being the DA, which doesn't surprise me, but I thought others would be assisted by it as well, but not so much. The judges and obviously the criminal sheriff and the predicament that she finds herself in today, people are not feeling very good about those other two legs to the criminal justice stool.
No, they're not. And that strikes me, that perception that people don't feel good about those two, that's really grounded in long experience. And in my view, it's too bad that they didn't take the opportunity, the leaders of those two didn't take the opportunity to learn something from that process and, you know, intentionally or voluntarily step up and try to benefit from that. But it's left them both in a very weakened state, I think, in terms of public perception.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, I know the survey is recently released. What has been the response from, the folks that you interact with? I know you guys are always talking to folks, feeling them out, gaining, an understanding of where they stand on these issues. What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, what we're hearing, and, we talk among ourselves to get ready for sessions like this and so forth, but what we're hearing is that people are cautiously, I would say, optimistic about where we're going on this. Crime, safety, police. Hoping that the transition through to a new mayoral administration will not be a setback, but will build on this work that's been done. Now it'll be we're into 8 years worth of mayors now. I'm sorry, two 4-year terms, so 16 years worth of mayors on the survey, and we're not hearing we're really not hearing anything negative about the survey. There are some questions that just keep coming up, like, nobody called me, therefore the survey isn't valid. I've been looking at the survey for 15 years and nobody has ever called me. We try to clear that up as best we can with some education, but, a short burst on talk radio isn't, enough quite to do that. But I don't really hear anybody, we don't get much feedback that people think that there's any thing going on here that more or less doesn't look positive in terms of constitutional policing in the city. And, that's huge because we weren't there. And it looks like we're starting to get there.
And I think the numbers reflect that as it relates to the percentages that have always been flipped of white versus black on their feeling of certain things. And, it kind of struck me looking at the state police coming in and handling local policing. It was somewhat controversial when it was, first proposed, right?
Right.
Especially in the black community. But what's interesting is, as a result of this survey, blacks are embracing this notion and like what's happening there more so than whites.
It's interesting, and sometimes we've talked about how people who are living and working in the most vulnerable neighborhoods need the police department to function properly more than everybody else, really. And I think that recognition has been achieved here, or it's beginning to be achieved that. For example, the state police presence here is clearly valued positively by blacks even more, and also by whites. So, I guess people have opinions about things for different reasons. You might have the same opinion for a different reason, but there's some alignment that's going on there in terms of how people are seeing policing in our community, I believe.
Yeah. There are a couple of other organizations, I think, that have really stepped up and have provided a lot of data to individuals, both the Metropolitan Crime Commission, and I noticed that in the survey, their numbers here with Crime Stoppers, I've always been a strong advocate of Crime Stoppers. They're polling at 83%. It looks like they're outpolling pretty much everybody else that's involved in this process, where more and more people have a comfort level with what they've been able to do over the years and sharing information with those folks.
No, that's absolutely right. And you can look at the Crime Stoppers numbers, and they're just up near the top, all the way back to the beginning of the survey. And the commission and Crime Stoppers are two of the charter members of the Crime Coalition, so they have an investment in this study going all the way back to its beginning.
Yeah, absolutely, no doubt. As always, Mike Cowan, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for all that the New Orleans Crime Coalition involves themselves in. Obviously, you guys have been really value added for this proposition of making this a safe place to live, work, and raise our family. As cliche as that sounds, it seems that that's what everybody wants.
Okay. I appreciate that, Noel. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir. We really appreciate your time and your effort. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.